monument, whence they flew down swiftly pop into Marks and Spencer's shop. There they bought a hat and bonnet, and a gown with spots upon it. A satin sash of clocks and blue, and a pair of slippers too. Zicky wicky micky bee, witchy witchy mitchy key, sicky ticky wee. Then when so completely dressed, back they flew and reached their nest. Their children cried, "Oh, Ma and Pa, how truly beautiful you are!" Said they, "We trust that cold or pain we shall never feel again. While perched on tree or house or steeple, we now shall look like other people." Witchy, witchy, witchy wee, twicky, micky, bicky bee, zicky, ticky, zee. Yes, they're lovely, aren't they? So kind to each other. And here's Mr. Spicky Sparrow in his nice new hat, look.
Oh, yes! Oh, these are lovely. You got the hat a bit like that, haven't you, Bert?
That's right, Impy. Only his is grey and mine's blue, but the shape's similar. You're a clever Impy to have noticed. And here's Mrs. Spicky, look, in her new white dress with the blue spots and blue sash and little white slippers. Isn't she pretty? And look at her pretty little white bonnet with all the flowers.
Oh, she's a sweet pie. Oh, look, isn't she pretty? I love little birdies.
Yes, so do I. I wish we had more birds in Toity, Lacey Lou. We ought to make some up. Maybe Mr. and Mrs. Spicky could come to Toity.
Yes, Bert. Maybe they could come and live in Toity. I have to think about that. We really should have some more little birdies, you're right. We have got Mr. Hummingbird, though, and everybody loves him.
Oh, him, he's boring. He never comes out of that silly shop of his. Are we going to have a Toity game today, Impy? We haven't had one for absolutely ages, what with you being busy and me not being well.
Yes, all right, but why not? Why not? We haven't had a Toity game. I'd love to have a Toity game. I love playing Toity with you. We could ask Mummy to help. But what do you want to play? I haven't got any ideas. What do you want to play today?
Well, I want to hear more about Boofy. I like Boofy, and I want to do a story where he's good this time, not really naughty. I think there's a lot of good in Boofy.
Well, you're right, but I like Boofy too. It's always making Boofy be naughty, but it's nice to have him do something good. Boofy is a bit naughty.
He is.
What would make Boofy do something really good, or at least something really nice, even if it was a little bit naughty? What would make him do something good? I don't know. Maybe if somebody really needed help with something.
I'm sure you can think of something.
We're going past Mummy. If she has help, because we'll need her. And you'll have to do some voices as well.
Right, okay.
We'll need lots of magic sounds.
I can get those.
I don't think we'll need anything new. Come on, I'll go and ask Mummy. And then I get time to get some Boofy.
Right, you are, Impy.
We haven't got any time to waste, so come on, come on.
Oh, it's going to be good, I know this. You have the best ideas in the whole wild world. But what are we going to do?
Give me your plate. Thank you. Oh, you really are a lovely mummy. children the things they like. I give fishes for Crystal, tuna fishes for her dinner whenever I can, and you can have meat whenever I can fresh cook it, because you're very special. Crystal, you haven't touched your breakfast. Now finish that breakfast, Crystal Hotton, please. I'm sorry, Mummy. I can't eat breakfast this morning. I'm really not hungry. I'm sorry, Mummy.
Oh, come on, Crystal, darling. Mummy's made you a lovely breakfast. Why can't you eat? What's wrong? Are you still worrying about your poo?
Yes, Daddy. Something's badly wrong out there, and I don't know what to make of it. The water's all cloudy and green like Mummy's pea soup, and the plants are all wilted, and I'm frightened. I'm frightened for my poor little fishies. They won't be able to breathe, and they'll get sick, and they might even die. I'm really, really scared, Daddy. And when I'm scared, I just don't feel hungry, and I can't eat breakfast. I'm sorry.
Well, Crystal, darling, perhaps when we put some new plants in from Mr. Hummingbird, the water will get better again.
No, Mummy. It's going to be the other way around. Last time I got new plants from Mr. Hummingbird, they were all fresh and healthy. And when I put them in the water, a day later they were all wilted, and now they're nearly dead like all the other ones. If there aren't any plants in the water, and if the water isn't cleared, the fishies won't be able to breathe, Mummy. You know that.
Oh, don't worry anymore, Crystal, darling. The next time we go into Toy Tea, we'll stop at Mr. Hummingbird's shop and we'll ask him what's the matter. He'll know, or at least he might know someone who does know if he doesn't.
Well, when will that be, Daddy?
Well, I can't do it today, Crystal, darling, because I'm going to watch the football later with some of my friends. And tomorrow, Mr. Hummingbird's shop will be shut.
Oh, so when?
Well, I'll try and get in one of my lunch hours in 2 weeks. But otherwise, I'm afraid it will be next Saturday.
You don't care. My fishies die, Daddy. You'd rather watch your silly football, you horrible big fat stupid monkey. Don't you dare talk to your daddy like that. Kiss too hard and come back and finish your breakfast. Come back straight away. Kiss too. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Catherine, lunch is ready. Come along in, please. Hurry up. What have we got about, please?
was. He's certainly not in his room, because I was coming past on my way down and the door was wide open. I happened to look in there, see what state he'd left it in, and he's definitely not in there.
Well, where on earth can you go to? It's not like him to be late for lunch either. Mr. Charlie, dear, you go and look all over the house and see if you can find him. So are you sure he isn't in the garden? Oh, yes, Mummy, I'm sure. I've been around the garden all the morning and he definitely isn't in there. You go and look, Mr. Charlie, dear. But what about lunch, Lacey, dear? Lunch can wait, Mr. Charlie, dear. Boofy isn't around and I want to know where he's gone.
Oh, very well. I'll go and look, dear.
Thank you, Mr. Charlie. Kisto, I'll go and see if his coat's in the hall, Mummy. I'll go and see if it's still hung up. Oh, good girl, Kisto, darling. Now let me see. Boofy! Boofy! Boofy Harton! Oh, dear, oh, dear. Where else can he be? It's just like Boofy to go and get lost. This is not very good. I better get these turnovers and put them out of the way and so nothing will get spoiled. Oh, dear, where else can Boofy be? I don't like it when he just disappears. It's not like him to do that. Where on earth is he? I've been in the hall, Mummy, and Boofy's shoes have gone and his coat. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, dear, oh, those stairs. Oh, oh, dear. He's not anywhere upstairs, Lacey, dear, and he's not anywhere down that I can find. He's certainly not in the house, and Kisto says his coat's gone.
Oh, where on earth can he have gone to? He's never done anything like this before. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Now, I'm just wondering, Lacey, dear, could he have gone over to play with that Parkinson poodle boy?
No, Daddy, no. He couldn't have gone to play with Parky. They had a fight last week, and they're not speaking. Mummy, could he have gone over to play with Timmy Tumbles? I mean, it's not like Boofy, not to go off on his own, but it's just an idea. Good thinking, Kisto darling, good thinking. He might have gone there. I'll phone up Timmy Tumbles or Tommy and see if he's there. Just a minute, now, just a minute. Where's my phone? Here it is. I'll ring up.
Hello, Tumbles Towers. Are you calling to offer us money? And if not, why not?
Oh, Tommy, you are terrible.
I know. It's why nobody can resist me. Watch a lace. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm awfully sorry to bother you at lunchtime, Tommy, but you see, we've got a slight problem here. Our Boofy, he's gone missing. It's not like him, but I was wondering if he'd run Doda to play with your Timmy.
What, young Boof? Curdled custard. I don't think so, Lace, but I'll put our tips on. She might know something. Here, Tippy! Tippy! Get your daft ginger bods over here to this phone double quick. Now, don't worry, Lace. You talk to the old girl and I'll go and ask our Tim if he's seen anything of young Boof. And if not, well, then we'll form a search party. We'll find him. Our Tim's got remarkable sharp eyes and can move like lightning now he's got them springs. Now, half a mo, here's Tippy.
Hello, Lacey dear. What's all this then?
Oh, Tippy dear, it's absolutely terrible. It's our Boofy. He's run away and we don't know where he's gone. We were wondering whether he was over there with your little Timmy.
Oh, dear. No, never seen him here. Sure we never.
Oh, no. That was my last hope. Oh, no. Where can I have gone to? Oh, my poor little Boofy. Oh, no. This will never happen. See if somebody's taken him.
Now, that's enough of that, Marco. We've got no time for crying.
But Boofy's lost.
Oh, he's not lost. He's just gone somewhere. Poor Boofy, he's got his naughty streak. But he's never gone off on his own like this before. He must have a reason. Now, come on, Lacey. Pull yourself together, girl, and I'll tell you what we better do. You stay behind in case he turns up back at the house. And if he does, you phone me here, okay?
Yes.
My two's gonna go and look around the streets and see if we can see him. And we'll ask all his friends' houses and see if they've seen him. They'll work back here on foot and we'll meet up here at our house.
All right then.
Now, you're Charlie. He'd better get his car out and go into Toity. Have a look round the shops. He might have gone in Mrs. Mixie Meow for sweets or something. You know how much he likes them.
But he doesn't have any money. We haven't given the children their sparkles yet.
All the same, we'd better ask. There's no harm in asking, is there, Lacey? Now, Charlie, I better work back.
Cindy, good morning. Now, how can I master Buffy's great wings? What is the matter? Why are you here all alone and looking so hot and bothered?
I could do. I saw Kiss. stand it, Mummy. I couldn't stand it, Daddy. I really, really couldn't. I knew something would have to be done much, much sooner than you were going to do it. Because I could see, you can see, look how cloudy the water is. And look how the little fishies are gulping at the edge of the water. They can't breathe, Mummy, Daddy. I knew if I didn't do something, they would all die by next week. All Gistle's beautiful fishies, they're all her friends. And she's got so many now. Look, the angelfish she had for Christmas, and the beautiful goldfish that you got for her that time we went shopping and saw Bernie Baboon and his children, even the magic glow angel that she got from the Easter Bunny. All of those would have gone, all those special memories for Kistel. I couldn't let that happen, Daddy. I couldn't let it, Mummy. Oh, I know it was naughty and I'm sorry, but I didn't know what else to do. That something had to be done now, so I ran into Toity all the way. I ran. It took me hours. I made up my mind to go and ask Mr. Hummingbird if he'd close his shop and come back with me. And I gave him a ride on my head until Daddy picked us up. And I thought he could come and look at Kistel's paw. He might know what was wrong. And if he didn't know, then he might know somebody who did know, if you understand.
Well, you're a kind Boofy for wanting to help your sister, but please don't do this again, for whatever reason. You got away with it this time, but lots of bad things can happen to little doggies out there all alone. So promise me faithfully that you'll never run away again, will you, Boofy?
Oh, I promise, Daddy, I promise. I won't do it again. I don't like being out there all alone, Daddy. It was very, very scary with all the cars rushing past me. I thought they were going to run me over. And PC Met came past and he nearly trotted on me. Oh, I much prefer being with you and Mummy and Kissed or safe in the car. I won't do it again, Daddy. I really won't.
That's a good Boofy. Oh, I don't know what I would do if I lost my Boofy. Hummingbird, and thank you very much for coming. Do you know what's wrong with Kistel's paw?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Lacey. There is blanket weed and algae in the water. It happens a lot in the summer when the weather gets warm, and warm water from the top of the pool mixes with cooler water deeper down. It makes the water go this horrible soupy colour, so that your fish can't breathe and all the nice plants can't live.
Which may come in useful.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hummingbird.
8. It's dark outside.
Poofy, I don't understand something. Why did you run away like that?
Oh, silly Kisto, you know why.
But I don't get it. Why do you even care if my fishes die, Poofy? Sometimes I think you don't even like me.
Kisto, you're so silly.